This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home's girls trailing Nettleton 29-23. We'll check over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, 57-26 loss at Marion this past Tuesday night. I know it was a game that was tough to watch as a coach, but I gotta give Marion credit too. They played about as well as anybody could.
We're playing Marion, the number one team in the state, and we didn't play well. Marion had a lot to do with that, but I mean, you know, that was, you know, I'm not going to mince words here. Just a good old fashioned butt whipping.
Yes.
Yeah, they took it to us. We didn't have any answers. They dominated us in every form and fashion of the game. You know, from the opening tip, going in at halftime and you know, we're shooting, like, okay, what's our shooting percentage? We're shooting 10%. And you're not going to beat anybody shooting it that poorly. And we didn't get many open looks, but when we did, you know, you got to knock those down against those guys. And so then you're getting in a situation, you've got to start playing a little faster than you want to play. You've got to extend out and try to guard some guys, and it's just a recipe for disaster. And it was the perfect storm, and, we didn't play very well. I think we left a lot out there. We didn't give it our best, and hopefully we can bounce back, and I think we got a lot more to prove and a lot more to show tonight.
Well, you're playing a Nettleton team that, you know, first time you played them, you guys kept it close throughout the first half and early on in the third quarter. But once they got some of those transition baskets, it was really hard to kind of bounce back from that.
You know, part of it is the way we were playing it, where we're taking the shots from, and where guys are at in our offense. That we got in trouble in some transition looks. Also, some turnovers didn't help with that. And, just really didn't do a good job of handling the physicality of their, you know, they're really aggressive. They're really aggressive on the ball, we struggled with that a little bit, you know, but it come down to, again, you know, we get down late and we got to come out and try to chase points and get the game moving. And that's exactly the way Nettleton, you know, wanted to play. And that lead just got bigger. But my thing as a coach is, you know, I think we got a little frustrated down there. I think we got a little undisciplined, and you can't do that against these elite teams. You know, and Nettleton is definitely that. They're you know, and here's the thing about Nettleton. They were without one of their best players, the Campbell kid, who, you know, again, he's basketball player. And so, you know, I've always liked Nettleton. I think they've got the most, you know, one of the most complete teams in the conference. They got the most talent besides Marion, I'd say. And Nettleton, in my opinion, is a dark horse to they have a chance to win it all. And we've got four teams that, you know, we've got one favorite, a couple of favorites, and then Jonesboro, West Memphis, and Nettleton are all right there. Any three of other three will be probably playing for a state championship as well, I'd say.
Yeah. One thing I did want to ask you, since, I mean, this is Sweetheart Royalty Night here at the Hangar, does anything like that ever concern you with, you know, possible distraction of all the events going on around us?
Well, you know, I think as a coach, you know, all of those things, you know, you just kind of worry about all the other things outside of that kind of takes away the distractions off the floor. You know, but we address that. Our guys, you know, you're always concerned about a homecoming night. You know, we've had a crazy schedule here at the high school this week. But, you know, thing is our kids are pretty used to that stuff. You know, our schedule's always changing. We're used to traveling. We're used to, you know, having all these events. You know, our school does a lot of things. And they're used to kind of rolling, you know, rolling with everything. And, you know, I don't see that. Once you get on the floor, a lot of that stuff will just kind of handle itself. I think we've had a few good days of preparation. But, you know, we'll see. I think my bigger concern is the Nettleton Raiders and the talent that they have and trying to stop, you know, the Fulton kid who's probably one of the top point guards in the state.
Yeah.
Kane, you know, he's a Delta State signee, you know, very skilled post player inside. They're an outstanding team, and we've got to come and we've got to play discipline. We've got to execute. We've got to play extremely hard to be in this game, and we've got to turn this game into our type of tempo game. We've got to try to slow this down, keep them out of those transition runs there, because we can't keep up with these guys, to be honest with you.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, appreciate all you do. And, man, you're right. What a wonderful night here, Sweetheart Royalty. The stands are packed, and, you know, we've got we're doing a special fundraiser for the call tonight
in
our game. And, you know, just a great time to be in Mountain Home and great to be part of this community. Matt, I appreciate all you do, and let's go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. Real quick, I'll go over our numbers in just a moment. I did want to mention coming up tonight, it is Sweetheart Royalty Night. Now, in between the boys' game and girls' game, there will be a ceremony in which they'll be presenting our homecoming court and then announcing the winners as well. So our intermission in between games will be a little longer than normal. Also, want to let you know that either in the first timeout of the boys' game or at the end of the first quarter, whichever comes first, they're doing their annual pitch-in for kids. What that is a bunch of fans here are going to throw new pajamas or socks or, you know, things like that out on the floor, and whatever gets picked up, and that's going to go to the call of Baxter County, which will go to support the local county's foster children. So it's a worthy cause. And so if you still have time to come out here tonight, if you'd like to take part in that, let's go ahead and take a look at our scoring summary real quick. For Mountain Home, leading the way is Kate Gilbert with 10 points, 8 for Anna Grace Foreman, 2 each for Aston Yates and Emma Martin, and 1 for Peyton Husky. Alani Eaton leading Nettleton with 12 points, 5 for Wakiria Daniels, 4 for Deja Young, and 2 each for Maya Love, Tylee Wofford-Bird, Travia Woodruff, and Tobriah Benford. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Nettleton leading Mountain Home 29-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.